I think it's time for me to finish off. I now have to close off 22 years of presenting on radio, and I'm going to finish off with a band that's been giving me listening pleasure for 56 years, would you believe? That's my idols, the Beatles. But before I go, I'm going to play two songs of theirs, and then I'm going to come back and play one very special song as the last song. But I would like to thank all my guests tonight, the legendary Ross Wilson, Kevin Johnson, Michael Spybe from the Bad Loves, Walter Mussolino from Man City Sirens, Michael Burrows, Michael Jacobs from Jacobs Run, Charlie May, and once again to all my listeners over the 22 years, all the 88.3 and friends and relatives that have supported me. I've really enjoyed it, and maybe I'll get back on air in Sydney once we're settled up there. So the two songs I'm going to play now are Twist and Shout, which we talked about before, and I reckon is one of the best ever recorded rock male lead vocals. And then a song many people, including me, believe kicked off the great music of the 60s. Probably heard it 200 times, I never get sick of it. It's called I Saw Her Standing There, and I've got a closing story for you. My wife Rachel and I visited Paul's boyhood home in Liverpool. It's a National Trust home. And in the living room, there's a photo on the wall taken by Paul's brother, Michael. And Michael was a big photography fan from when he was very young. And it's on the wall, and John and Paul are there with their guitars sitting next to the fireplace, which is still there. On the floor in the photo, you can just see the words on a sheet of paper, the lyrics, and you can just make out the title of the song they are busy composing with their guitars. And it was I Saw Her Standing There. So I got to stand on the spot where they wrote this classic song. Musically, it doesn't get much better for me than that, except when we got a private two-hour tour of Abbey Road Studios. But look, that's another story. So let's have a listen to these two great songs, which happened to be off the album that Kevin was talking about, funnily enough. Kevin Johnson, we're talking about Please Please Me. So let's have a listen to these two songs, and I'm coming back to play my final song. So enjoy these Beatle tracks. They're absolute classics.
Hello there, this is Sir George Martin, and you're listening to Mark Kopeloff on the station that sounds great to me, 88.3 Southern FM.
All my life, though some have changed.
Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
So good.
two, three, four.
Saw her standing there. Well, so that's it, everyone. The end of an era for me. So please keep listening to the great shows here on 88.3 Southern FM. And thanks again to everyone, my family, friends, everyone at 88.3, and all the artists. I'm going to play my very last song. I think anyone who knows me is going to be able to guess what it is. And of course, it's the Beatles. And it's In My Life, and I wish everyone listening a good and healthy rest of life. Bye-bye, everyone.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some remain, all these places had their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, about them.
I love you more.